50-odd years. I went school to it there. Not till the thing burned. It burned last year before. But anyway, we had all those riding horses and sling horses and fling horses and merry-go-round and all that out next to that building. The prettiest things you ever seen in your life. Just you paint them, you know, and work with them. Take all the pains in the world.
You didn't work these metal things? They were...
Finally had the metal ones where you could run round and round with them, you know. Uh-huh. Fasten them in the middle of a anchor, like the top of that hogshead there, you know. Mm-hmm. Stew. People study all kinds of things, you know, to recreation, you know. Back then, we, like you asked us just a while ago, what we do for pastime and all that, that was about the only thing we could do. Uh-huh. Something like that. We didn't have nothing else to go to and go to our school, I mean, each day. And when the school was out, we'd go home. And of course, we'd have those things around our house, you know. Natalie, who is that? Gilbert?
Gilbert just come back from work. Don't know about the hog and the
door.
I couldn't find him. I went over there, and I never could see him.
You never could find Hawk?
Oh.
Okay.
So he's gone now. He said if he couldn't find him, go home and take his clothes.
Leave his clothes and go back in there. Well, he's out this side of the fence
this morning. How'd the Hawk get out?
He didn't get out. He was over in that pasture, and Gilbert had big old souse. He jumped on him, you know. Hurt him up a little bit, and he must have went into the branch and got away from her or something like that. He had big sow like that. So she had a bunch of pigs, and Reach jumped on him. It was a male hog. So we've been looking for him, and I found him there this morning side of the
fence. Get out there.
And Lou said she went over there and couldn't see him, couldn't find him.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't find him.
Do most hogs have them?
No, just the male hog.
Uh-huh.
The sows don't have them. The male hogs, they cut you with them. That's a lot of people get hurt bad with them.
Are the male hogs mean?
Some of them mean. This one's not, he's not old, but I mean, he's not mean to fight or nothing like that, but this one jumped on him the other evening and must have hurt his shoulder or something. He went off limping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We looked for him yesterday afternoon, never could find him. I come by over there this morning, he climbed up beside the fence, but I don't know where he's at now. He got up and left, you know. But Gilbert, this son-in-law of ours, he has other hogs there, you know, in that place.
Well, do the hogs have some kind of strip hair on the back of their neck? That sort of sticks up in a kind of a...
I don't know if it's a mane.
Well,
it couldn't be a mane, that's
horse. That's
a bristle, you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm talking about.
And that's hog.
Is it a
male hog has bristle,
uh-huh.
Right up the bristle.
Like a dog.
Now Lou's got one of these German shepherd dogs there. He get mad and he rips bristles right up like that.
Was he out whenever he came up here?
Yeah, he came out the first time we came up. He came out and barked at us.
Oh, you didn't get out.
Yeah.
Did you get out?
We got out and he came up and we spoke to him, you know, and he barked a little bit and went on off, but he didn't really bother.